This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Well, the election happened 7 days ago, but it's ongoing. And I got to hand it to the Democrats and their deep state controllers. Everyone knows that Broward County steals every election for the Democrats that's close. Everybody knows they always pull up with big trucks with fake ballots, and they've got their corrupt police with machine guns guarding them, and that's the end of it. They rule. And for some reason, the Republican establishment always rolls over to it because they're in a deal with the Democrats to keep them in the two-party duopoly. Or nationalism and conservatism and capitalism would take over. And so now they've stolen the governor's race in Arizona. They're getting ready to steal the governor's and Senate race and a bunch of other races that were close. And there's videos inside the main tabulation center where they build walls of equipment so you can't see what they're doing with the ballots. All of it violates the law. And it's being done brazenly in everybody's face. And they're getting more brazen. The Pope came out and said, don't have a vote condemning pedophilia. In fact, this year when a young man said, you know, I was raped by a priest, Pope said, that's a blessing. It's good to be gay. So now men having sex with little boys is gay. It's the LGBTP pedophile movement. And if you criticize it, well, you're a bad person. They'll have lots of headlines. Jones attacks gay people again. Well, if it's a staple of being gay that you're a pedophile, then yes, I am homophobic, whatever you want to call it, pedophobic. And then it gets worse from there. It's just so insane how out in the open all of this is. Meanwhile, brink of war. Troops and tanks head to the Gaza border after hundreds of missiles rain down on Israel. I don't even agree with that headline. This is a war. It's started. We're going to be looking at all the different angles of that. Rabbi warns new Israel-Palestinian conflict could be start of biblical war. It's all coming up today. And the president has come out and said the Democrats and their harassment of my agenda and their harassment of America is spooking the stock market and could tank it. Well, that's totally true. You've got all these prominent people like Bill Maher and others saying we need a plunging economy so we can kick Trump out. That magic wand, we got to get rid of it. And then you have Maxine Waters saying last Monday on the eve of the kickoff of the election thieving that's still ongoing, magical trucks, magical ballots just raining down out of heaven. From California to Florida, they're just stealing everything. You knew it was coming. And now, it just gets more intense, and they say, Trump's crazy. He never said we want to hurt the economy. When their whole model is to bankrupt the nation, to get full control over you and your family, they even wrote policy reports the Democratic Party adopted since the 70s, Cloward and Piven. It's well known in third world countries they keep the public poor to control them so that the underclass doesn't get too uppity. Only the Renaissance, the last 550 years, produced a middle class and wealth and the ability to progress and have science. That's what free market is. But the left teaches you, no, we are the progress. Well, yes, of the progression of syphilis into the brain, the progression of metastasization of cancer cells, yes, then you are progressing, but not the type of I can slam my car in reverse and drive it through the garage if I want, like a nut. I'll be progressing, but in the wrong direction, like an idiot, like a malfunctioning buffoon. We're not doing that. That's why we are the most attacked, most demonized, most lied about broadcast in the world. So it's all coming up in an even bigger doozy. Democrats are filing suit saying that Trump has no authority to have this new interim attorney general. That's like saying Trump has no authority to brush his teeth in the morning.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it.
Here we are, Tuesday, November 13th, 2019. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we're 7 days after that historic election. A referendum on nationalism and free market and prosperity versus globalism and collapsing third world nations and world government, corporate world government, and Chi-Com rule via the Davos Axis. With Juncker captaining the dictatorial EU. And we're to believe everywhere else in the world where they've had elections, nationalists and patriots like Trump get elected for the last 6 years, 22 major global elections around the world, but magically here where they said they'd make their stand, magically, Trump, even though the polls showed he was only 5 points, this was a referendum on Trump, even though the Trump Republican takeover was only 5 points behind in skewed polls, oversampling 10 to 15 points more Democrat, magically, even though they were skewing 20 points or more in the election 2 years ago, magically this time they gained 23 seats, and then it was 30 seats. Now it's 40 seats, and they just keep finding ballots in California and Arizona and Florida and other states, and they just arrive at Democrat precincts that are famous for corruption and who've been found in court to do it. In California, Arizona, and Florida, and magically, Florida is turning blue. Now Arizona's turned blue for the first time ever. It's so magic! In Texas, they had illegals vote. They had people vote in the name of dead people. You can see all the skewed numbers. They really tried to stuff the ballot box for old Bevo. But old Beto, Bevo, Pedo, however you say his name, he still lost by 2 points. But then Abbott won by 7, even though it should be about exactly the same. And then we saw that in these other key Texas races that magically these Democrat-controlled cities had many precincts 100% veto. Isn't that just magical? 100%. I was going over this with an election expert yesterday, doing a special report for us, Richard Reeves, and he is an expert, and predicted everything that happened 2 years ago, about a year before it took place. He's the one that got the superdelegates to first admit that they were going to give it to Hillary, regardless of Bernie winning all those states. Remember that? We got that to the president. Mr. Miller got it to the president. Richard Reeves also interviewed Mr. Miller, who writes a lot of Trump speeches. He's a great patriot. Who they're trying to take out, of course. But he sat there yesterday and went over all the numbers and showed me their own maps, and it's incredible. So here's the big takeaway. Everybody knows it. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Because the Democrats have what you call criminal energy. They have criminal will. They have criminal energy and criminal will to do everything they're doing. And they work with other criminals around the world, and they are not Americans. They hate America. They say they hate America. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. They teach the illegal aliens how to hate America. They teach them how to lie to get in. Same thing happens in Europe. It's all with the UN NGOs. This is now the operating system of the dumbed-down followers in this country that make up the Democratic Party and the universities and the academic systems. And they're out bullying and attacking everyone and boycotting everyone and harassing everyone who won't submit to them. And, of course, they're stealing elections. They're doing it in famous counties, certified and convicted over and over and over again. And you ask, well, then why is the head of the board of elections still there? It's always the underlings of her that get found guilty. It's never her. She never gets her hands dirty. She's a good girl. And it's the same county where you have the police standing down. It's the same county where you get Debbie Wasserman Schultz and, oh, Congressman Deutsch, who's sworn to get me shut down off the Internet. And then they did. They're coming for your children. They're coming for your free speech. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your property. They're coming for you. They are conscious criminals that follow the latest methodology of control globally. The exact same operations. They represent multinational corporations that have established the IMF, the World Bank, the TPP, the European Union, and other private corporate bodies. The EU is the Marshall Plan. It's what the robber barons got the U.S. to invest at the end of World War II to rebuild Europe, not for the Europeans and not for us, not for America to run Europe. We could have stayed there and run the thing. But the corporations, they run it. And they've got a plan. And they've got Macron up there telling you 2 plus 2 equals 5 billion, saying, quote, nationalism is unpatriotic. Nationalism means you have rules, you have laws, you have a country, you have a culture, you stand up for each other. You organize because there's outside threats. It's the only reason for a state to exist. And we've had one of the best states ever in America. It's why we had so much wealth. Oh, everybody wants to come here and then exploit it. We become soft. And Macron is a total traitor. And what did Trump say? He said, you're lucky America exists or you'd be speaking German. Your own Vichy French sold out to the Germans. Traitors like Macron. You know, the French didn't even fight. They were ordered to stand down. Almost all of their generals were bought off. How do you think we win so quick in Desert Storm and all those wars? We buy their generals. It's a smart thing to do. But you got to have traitors to do it. And the Muslims are very easy to buy. And so were the French. A lot of great French people. The French used to really fight, and I guess Napoleon broke their spirit when it came to war, because they used to be one of the most warlike, aggressive folks. They said all the tough men, French used to be some of the biggest people in Europe, vicious Gauls. Last group the Romans were able to take over on the continent. They now have just bred into them being sellouts and being selfish, just like Americans have become. Hey, let's not look down on France, boy. The Democrats almost took Texas. We are a emasculated joke. Men don't have will. They roll over and kiss ass, hoping that curries favor with ruthless globalists whose operating system is anti-America. People ask me, how are you taking being demonized and lied about? How are you taking? I'm taking it fine. I'm a man fighting for my country that has a much better system than what they're trying to put on my children. I've got what you call instincts and spirit. In fact, I'm doing real good. I'm in total war mode. I got so much energy, I'm bouncing off the walls like a ping pong ball. My country's under attack. I'm being usurped. I'm being enslaved. And, of course, Trump admires Putin for standing up and kicking the globalists out. We should all admire Vladimir Putin. I thought about it today. I'm not going to give half-hearted support for Putin. Putin is the model of taking our nations back. And then Brexit. And then America, leading the world, and now Brazil, and now Italy. It's happening! And Austria, and Germany, it's all coming back! Instead of the EU, run by Juncker, the king of Luxembourg, whose father was the richest Nazi, who took it over by force, and now it's a Nazi project to collapse Europe and collapse the nations and suck them dry and then have an EU army to enforce over them. Macron is a literal Vichy French traitor, literally. This is a Vichy French plan. They were going to share power over Europe and North Africa in a Nazi world kingdom. What, you think people offer world kingdoms and this just arrived after World War II? This was already being planned. The New World Order is a planetary world government run out of Europe, and the Bible said it would come 2,000 years ago. Unbelievable. Please remember, without your financial support, we will not be here. We have one of the biggest sales ever, 67% off on high-quality colloidal silver, 50% off on Super Male and Female Vitality. We've also got 50% off on Brain Force Plus, 50% off on Survival Shield X3, and so much more, but only for 5 more days. It ends Sunday.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The United States is under attack.
No wall, no USA at all. Trump, no wall, no USA at all.
This is the main line statement of the Democratic Party. America was never great. It'll never be great. Governor Cuomo. The globalists are here to break our laws. They're here to take over our country. They're here to conquer us. They're here to suck us dry like Venezuela, like North Korea, like China. And they mean business. The Democrats have openly stolen the governorship in Arizona. I was reading where the conservative would be 1,800 votes ahead, and then suddenly the Democratic counties would find 2,000. And it just happened over and over again. And they're there in Broward County in Florida with just truck after truck arriving, you know, days after the law says they can't. And no one knows where they're from. And they admit when people put cameras on them, these are provisional. It doesn't matter. Just cram them in. And you've got Democrats and former Hillary staffers and former MoveOn.org and current groups on the news are manning this as volunteers. And if they see cameras, they put up walls. They use bins to block it out. And then they just start shoving everything in to the machines, looking over their shoulders. It is the most over-the-top, suspicious behavior. And the county's been caught stealing elections over and over again. Meanwhile, you've got the EU, you've got CBS television, you've got every channel out there, world leaders saying nations don't exist, they're bad. Now a nation existing is evil because the globalists have 5 billion plus third world people, almost 6 billion. I guess it's more than that because there's 7.5 billion people and only about a billion, you could say, live in the first world. And a lot of those are in third world conditions, too. I'd say there's 800 million people living at first world standards. That leaves 6 billion, 700, 800 million people. That number's about to be 8, 9 billion third world who are being taught the West is yours by big mega corporations that are building armored compounds in Tasmania and Kauai. I mean... They are about to smash everything. Bill of Rights, Constitution, your pension funds, they're going to swindle all those. That's why socialists finally woke up too late in Europe from Germany to Sweden to Spain are now saying, we don't want to have 200, 300 million people from the Middle East and North Africa here who have no skills and are violent and who will all be on welfare. We're going to go bankrupt. That's the plan. And then after it collapses, they're going to come in with a new super EU stabilization package and army. How do I know this? Because I know how they do it to third world countries, and I envisioned it, and 2 months after I said it in 2016, Soros came out officially and said, we need a Marshall Plan. We're going to collapse Europe. Not hard to figure that out. The EU is meant to strangle and suck Europe dry and then open its borders and implode it. David Knight did a devastating breakdown of nationalism versus globalism today. This morning, here it is.
Patriotism, as I said, Smedley Butler said, it's about defending your home. That's one of the only reasons to fight. Defend your home, defend the Constitution. Patriotism is defending your home. Nationalism is defending your legal system, your Constitution, your way of life, your culture. And those are things worth fighting for. The European army will be used to suppress the culture, the legal system, and it'll be used to destroy the homeland of the European people.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We had Macron lecturing us. Of course, you've heard the quote many times by now. Patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism, he said. Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism, you stupid English types. Yeah. Well, not at all. Not at all. I'll tell you what patriotism is. Patriotism was summed up by Smedley Butler. He said, talking about true patriotism, he said, we fight to protect our homes and our constitution. So we fight to defend our lives, to defend our lives. Not in foreign wars of empire, not for regime change in the Middle East. We fight to defend our homes. He said everything else is a racket. It is organized crime. And he was exactly right. Patriotism is about fighting to defend your homeland. Nationalism is about fighting to defend your political system and the values embodied in that political and legal system, in our Constitution. And if we had stuck to those values, we would have never been drawn into World War I. Macron then went on to say, he said, in saying that our interests are first, whatever happens to others, you erase the most precious thing a nation can have, that which makes it live, that which causes it to be great, and that which is its most important is its moral values. Well, of course. And quite frankly, however, Macron is embracing the same type of realpolitik that Henry Kissinger embraced and made popular, along with that phrase, realpolitik. What that means is the politics of pragmatism. We do whatever is in our interest. And as Henry Kissinger famously said, he said, we don't have any permanent allies. We have permanent interests. And they have no morals and no principles whatsoever. Henry Kissinger, who has said that soldiers are nothing but animals to be slaughtered. Paraphrase what he had to say. But we have seen what he believes and what he did. Let's contrast that a little bit to the founding fathers. James Madison, we've said this many times, a standing military force with an overgrown executive will not long be safe companions to liberty. The means of defense against foreign danger have always been the instruments of tyranny at home. Among the Romans, it was a standing maxim to excite a war whenever a revolt was apprehended. That is what we're coming up to. We will have war excited. There may be an accompanied economic cause. There is certainly a cultural clash that is building, as I said before the election, regardless of who wins or loses or how they stuff the ballots. You're going to have more and more unrest. And they know that. And they're going to use a war. They're going to start a war to try to control us. Maybe Emmanuel Macron should read the writing of our former president, James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights. He said, throughout Europe, the armies kept under the pretext of defending have enslaved the people. And quite frankly, that is the true purpose of Macron's EU army. He's not going to be putting that up there to protect them from foreign invasions. He's inviting the foreign invaders, the fifth columns, coming into the country. He's opened up the borders. He's part of the globalist open border cartel. He is not going to defend the people. He's going to use the army to attack the people who object to that, who object to having their homes destroyed. See, patriotism, as I said, Smedley Butler said, it's about defending your home. That's one of the only reasons to fight. Defend your home, defend the Constitution. Patriotism is defending your home. Nationalism is defending your legal system, your Constitution, your way of life, your culture.
All right, the full report is going to be posted to Infowars.com and Newswars.com, where David Knight gives you the definition of nationalism and patriotism versus globalism. But this is...
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, Roger Stone and his lawyer, Tyler Nixon, are going to join us on the huge White House shakeups, the internal documents leaked to One American News Network that they found no Russia collusion, but are trying to frame people. This is bombshell exclusive stuff you're going to be getting. That's next segment. We're going to be getting into the Democratic Party and others saying they're going to sue Trump, saying it's illegal for him to have a appointment of an attorney general for 210 days before they have a vote, when it's in the Constitution. And I'm going to read you the subsection. But they think their constituents are idiots, and they want to just say everything is illegitimate. And Maxine Waters last Monday, on the eve of this ongoing election theft, as they steal the election nationwide, and as their gains go from 20 seats to 40 seats, and they may lose the Senate now. I mean, it's incredible. governorships, you name it, they're going for broke. They have come out, and she has said that she's going to roll back the rollback of regulations and going to go after all these companies that are moving here. So she's announcing, hey, business isn't welcome here in America, as she literally sits there with legislation blocking fire breaks in Southern California that everybody else has and allowing the inferno. These people, everything they infest burns down, piles of human feces, needles everywhere, mismanagement, Venezuela. Because it's what they do. They love it. They're criminals. So that's all coming up as well. It is just insane. Now, we're going to give you the exclusive. We knew this a year ago, but we were being nice to General Kelly and not trying to stir up trouble for the White House. But Trump announced he's going to fire Kelly's girlfriend. And I was told this a year ago, and I was told this 2 days ago by Roger Stone. But he said, let's not go with it yet, because let's just let them break it. But we're going to go ahead and break it now because Trump's ready to flush it, just like we held our fire on Bannon until it was ready. But now the political daggers are going to come out. So you're going to get all the exclusive with Tyler Nixon and Roger Stone right now. And notice that it's a fast and furious pace now. After the election, it's just getting crazier globally. Democrats are going for broke. They're totally stealing, totally opening the borders. We have all this video of them training the illegal aliens, how to get in, how to lie, how to say they're asylum seekers. Exact same video out of Europe. Poses Christians, but once you get there, it's killing time. I mean, this is a global World War IV run by the big banks, the big corporations against nation states. It's on. And we must have the demarcation line of which side you're on. Free market, your own nation, your own country in the future, or globalists looting the hell out of you and turning you into a third world country. You got a choice, and that's why they're shutting us down ahead of this, because they don't want you to have that choice. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. No borders, no wall, no European countries at all. Nations are bad. Only unelected EU, run by the heir of the Nazi fortune, Juncker, allied with the Chi-Coms, pledging he could defeat Europe and pledging he could defeat American nationalists 2 years ago when Trump got elected. And now they're just up there. The head of the Vatican says, do not investigate pedophiles. Shut down all investigations in the United States. And the left is, yay, don't stand up for people raped in satanic rituals in Pennsylvania, in Catholic churches, encircling up to 15 men, raping six-year-old boys, and telling them this is the sacrament, ejaculating in their mouths. I hate to have to talk like that, but that's in the police reports confirmed. And you understand, this is a Satan cult. That's what Satanists do, is they have rituals in churches, they defile Christ, they defile the Holy Ghost, they defile. That's what they do. So it's all happening. And the Pope loves it. Guaranteed he's into it. His deputy Pope is a secret trial in Australia with over 100 raped boys. Some of them never got found again. And they just found a bunch of dead girls in the Vatican last week. That's right. Little girls that got grabbed off the streets. And their parents, people said they were picked up by the Vatican for satanic rituals. Well, they found them, and they did. Now, let's go to Roger Stone, Truth is Stranger Than Fiction, and Tyler Nixon. There is so much to get to here. StoneColdTruth.com, at Tyler Nixon, at Tyler P. Nixon on Twitter. Of course, Roger's at InfoWars. He works with InfoWars. We're gonna have you guys on for a few segments, and then we have Katie Hopkins in studio with us, and then we have Mark Dice coming on. So big lineup today. But this is such an epic time, gentlemen, as we're trying to relaunch America and relaunch the Renaissance, and the globalists are trying to block it. It's so clear to anyone who's informed. But here we are. So let's get into what's really going on with General Kelly and the fact that he's about to be ousted.
Well, Alex, you will recall that some weeks ago there was a report that General Kelly and John Bolton, the president's national security advisor, actually got into a scuffle outside the Oval Office. My sources tell me that's because Bolton made some comment to General Kelly regarding his personal relationship with Kristen Nielsen, the head of Homeland Security and Kelly's former top deputy. It is an open secret in Washington that Kelly and Nielsen are, as they say, an item, having an affair. It was reported yesterday that the president is on the verge of firing Nielsen. To me, that is a clear signal that Kelly's power is on the wane. And now you see multiple hints that Kelly's replacement will be imminent. I think that that is because Kelly has opposed efforts by the president to bring the out-of-control Mueller probe under control under the new acting attorney general. The Democrats claiming that the acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, should recuse himself based on his previous political positions is a laughable joke given the makeup of Mr. Mueller's hit squad.
But what we know, we'll get into the whole Russia canard, which is not news anymore, but it is news that's finally coming to an end. And this incredible One American News Network, where they got the documents, it's on Infowars.com, and it's the internal documents, the FBI saying no evidence, no nothing. All we've got is maybe twisting some people's words into perjury. And so they have absolutely come up, like Trump said a month ago, Rosenstein told him, sure, here's a report, nothing was found, absolutely no one colluded with Russia, except Hillary and Mueller himself. And this was all to run out the clock, we know, on the statute of limitations for Mueller and Uranium One. That was their first goal, then discredit the elections, and then try to indict a bunch of Trump's most savvy and dogged supporters, like Roger Stone. Tyler Nixon, we're going to break here in a few minutes, but as a lawyer and a long, you know, the time confidant of Roger Stone, who also just testified to the grand jury just the last week, what would you call this point of history we're at?
Oh, it's seminal. It's a major juncture. It's make or break, I think, really. Either we stand and deliver for the Constitution and for freedom and for liberty for all people and justice, or we capitulate to the horde, to the mob, to the giant collectivist Borg, with its ruling elites that will have no right to power, have no really claim to it in terms of their abilities or the results that they produce, yet they will use force and they will use the mob, they will use any means available to enslave humanity and keep their power and lord over us. And I think this is really its break point for the world, for the globe.
That is exactly where we are. And then the bizarreness where they say, nations are now bad. We formed an army. We won't let you leave, when these countries didn't vote to join the EU. And then Trump says, hey, buddy, we saved your ass from the Nazis when French government collaborated and totally laid down. Only the British fought back and got run to Dunkirk. I mean, people don't know. The French stood down. The French occupied themselves. And Macron is now right in line with the marshals that did that.
Yeah, those comments by Macron were just absurd. Patriotism and nationalism, I mean, it's semantics, really. What it comes down to is, what do you believe in? Do you believe in being ruled by a global elite sitting atop a bunch of violent street thugs, pushing collectivist ideology that really just comes down to, again, the ruling elite? You know, it's amazing that they would hide behind collectivist ideologies as though it's for the greater good, when we all know it's about enriching those at the top. And that's exactly what we see in the Democrat Party today. These people don't stand for anything anymore. 85 targets of investigation. What are they? They're just an investigative hive mind intent on taking
down. They have mutated into a criminal cult.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
Cannabis.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
For 20 plus years on talk radio, I've had liners that say defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, awakening America and the globe to the threat of corporate fascism in the form of globalism, carrying out a technocracy agenda. It wasn't until about 5 years ago at Davos that Michael Bloomberg, David Rockefeller, and others began to say, we are a technocracy and we're establishing a private world government. Exactly what I was saying. Because they had secretive white papers. Because their documents had leaked over the years. Barry Goldwater first exposed it. Carol Quigley wrote about it and thought it was a great idea. He was an insider. And so all we are is loyal people. It's not like there's some foreign great thing that's better. You know, I mean, if Switzerland wanted to merge with us, I'd be all for it. It's the unelected EU, and it's here now. But let's shift gears into Russia, because that's how they try to discredit nationalists trying to bring their country back and exposing Hillary's criminal activity in the WikiLeaks with Russia, with China, and others. How do you change the subject that Robert Mueller is involved delivering uranium weapons grade, most weapons grade ever, they were saying, to the Russians secretly to show all the good stuff Hillary was ready to sell them? Treason. You change it to Donald Trump and Donald Jr. and Roger Stone and now Alex Jones and Dr. Corsi. You know, we've been on Corsi because they've been to the grand jury over and over again. And the media was saying that he was saying, you know, that Roger, you know, did all this, but it turned out never said any of it. So, of course, he says he's now going to be indicted. There is, of course, he's a hero. There is a video exclusive of OAN on Infowars.com where they got in to the Justice Department. Obviously, Trump's now allowing this. You know, Fox has the info. They're too scared to do it. That's how controlled they are. And they show the documents that that Rosenstein gave Trump a month ago when Trump came out and said, Rosenstein says it's over, no collusion. Fine, let's move on, make the country great again, which everybody already knew. But there it is. But later, now Mueller's trying to end it, but with a few process indictments to make it look like there was something at the bottom of the rabbit hole. Will it be Corsi? He thinks yes. Will it be Roger Stone? Hell, it might be me. Who knows, man? They have congressional hearings saying I'm a Russian agent with no proof. At CIA and Defense Department hearings at the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, and I'm not allowed to be a speaker and defend myself. Public hearings. You've seen the clips. This isn't America. They are the traitors saying that. They are the ones that hate America. Not absolutely rabid pro-America people like me. I'm a foaming-at-the-mouth pit bull for America. My whole family, since the damn thing started, Mayflower both sides, founded Texas, 100% pedigree. You cannot be more American than me. It's a fact. I'm not bragging. But the idea to say that I am a traitor is the most asinine manure the planet has ever been fed. I'm sorry, the Pope says drop all pedophile investigations and pedophilia is good and tells people, you know, you're lucky to be gay. You're lucky priests rape the hell out of you. That's in the news today. Now being raped is gay, so don't talk bad about it. Excuse me, gentlemen, I'm going to stop ranting in this segment and the next. I'm just so, you know, the quickening is amazing. This OAN report I'm going to play later, it's on Infowars.com, is just, you always use the word extraordinary. It's extraordinary. Roger, Tyler Nixon, this whole thing's coming to a head. Everything's coming to a head as Trump begins to take the gloves off.
The WikiLeaks collaboration. Where is any evidence whatsoever or proof that I knew about the source or content of the allegedly stolen or hacked emails published by WikiLeaks? It simply doesn't exist. So now they're trying to jack Jerry Corsi, maybe me, maybe others up on some bogus frame of a process crime. And with all these Democrats jumping up and down saying the acting attorney general should recuse himself from oversight of the Mueller probe because of his previous political opinions, it's really ludicrous. Tyler's had a more direct experience with the Mueller grand jury. I think he can tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the whole thing started with the FBI contacting me out of the blue. Literally 1 week to the day before I went in and testified. So they were very quick to move things along. They wanted me in there. And by the way, Alex and Roger, one of the FBI agents, when I mentioned posting the video of Randy Credico basically denying saying that he was the intermediary, and I asked if they saw it. They said, no, but we did see that video of you and Roger Stone and Alex Jones at the range last year. So they watched that one of us firing up targets. But at any rate, Robert Mueller, you know, this whole thing, he worked at a law firm called WilmerHale. One of the attorneys there at WilmerHale, who's been in a revolving door Justice Department position, is someone named Jeannie Ree. Now, I knew Ms. Ree to be someone who had worked for Hillary Clinton directly as her attorney, representing her in the email, some of these lawsuits involving email, missing emails, the 35,000 missing emails. This is around 2015. She also represented the Clinton Foundation, defending them against racketeering. So I knew that there to be the FBI, two FBI agents, and an assistant U.S. attorney who I was going to be interviewing with immediately prior to testifying to the grand jury. Now, they kept saying prosecutors when they referred to the interview meeting in advance, but they never said who it was going to be. So I go to there with my attorney and sit down, and who walks in? Jeannie Ree, and introduces herself. You know, it gave me serious pause. I almost couldn't believe it.
This is the attack dog of Hillary Clinton. This is her Kraken. This is her political assassin. This is her water bearer, her groom of the stool.
Yeah, this is the one who defended her against all types of legal actions concerning her elimination of thousands and tens of thousands of emails. Now, it's not a matter of, like, this was the attorney for Hillary concerning some side thing. And, you know, the fact that she was her attorney makes, you know, negligible difference either way. No, she was her attorney concerning cybersecurity, concerning leaks, concerning questions about how she handled, you know, her electronic accounts and so forth. Meaning, like, Jeannie Rhee might have information on a confidential basis with Hillary Clinton as to sloppiness, incompetence, the possibility that maybe it wasn't hacked. Maybe there was a leak involved, or maybe it was, as Roger Stone has said repeatedly over and over, walked out the back door after having been downloaded to a thumb drive, as validated by Bill Binney, who said that the transfer speeds of like 30 megabits per second were physically impossible to have gone over the encrypted networks or the networks that they claimed in order to go back to Russia. So at any rate, Ms. Rhee walks in. You know, it's speaking of breakpoints, the point at which
basically,
you say,
basically,
well,
it's like
I do
Hillary
it?
Clinton walks into the grand jury.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
Hillary Clinton is running the prosecution.
That's right. And Robert Mueller's law firm partner. So, you know, this little and double Yale, both, you know, I mean, you want to look at the number of Yale attorneys who are after Roger Stone, after Donald Trump, after you, Alex. I mean, it's like, what's with Yale? I mean, my God, it's got to be a blight on this country with the people it's producing, the radicals that it's turning out, the armies and hordes of lawyers who are bringing these frivolous lawsuits to try to tie everyone up. And you know what? This is the essential point here. I thought about it as I sat there trying to weed through all of this minutia, this hair splitting that these Ivy League attorneys working for this, this hit squad. And by the way, I'd like to say the FBI agents and the assistant U.S. attorney were exemplary. I will say that the people who are working at the lower levels are patriots and good people. From everything I saw, they were courteous, professional, and just trying to do their jobs. And you could see that they were exhausted of it just as much as probably anybody else who's the target of these investigations.
And it's a classic witch hunt. When you've got the witch in bed with anybody that'll pay her, she's in bed with over 100 countries selling us out, and there's the witch. There she is. You're looking for one. Good Lord.
It's evil. Evil projects itself onto you, accuses you of its sins. And what they're trying to do, Alex, and Roger knows this all too well, and unfortunately been successful to some extent, is they're trying to tie our hands and have us arguing over tertiary level, laughable, you didn't say this, you know, hair-splitting semantics to bring process charges, to have attorneys and people like me who are having to beat this back rather than fighting them offensively, rather than fighting for reforms in government.
That's right. Tyler, Nixon, stay there. Roger Stone, stay there. We're going to come back, and then we have a special guest coming in studio. I want to come back and then shift gears, what you're predicting or gut level, what you think is about to happen. Because Trump's been told it's being wrapped up. Nothing was found. Those documents have been leaked, confirming what Trump said a month ago, the article's on Infowars.com. And we'll also look at Kelly and his reported girlfriend. Trump set to fire Kelly and his girlfriend in the next few days. That information is exclusive. It's well known in D.C. that the head of DHS Kelly brought in is his main girl. We're nothing wrong with that, except that it causes a conflict of interest, and Kelly's not been executing like the president wants him to. So we're about to see more heads rolling. Oh, stick with the plan. QAnon just went down the toilet again. InfoWars proven right again. Globalist snoop groups. Disinfo ops proven wrong again. InfoWars continuing to give you next year's news today. Do not forget, without financial support, we will be annihilated. InfoWarsStore.com has some of the biggest sales ever on select items like colloidal silver, super male vitality, X3, the new survival shield, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and Alexa Pure Breeze for $127. You cannot get a better water filter anywhere near that. We'll be back with hour number two.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.